This program is brought to you by Chefs Collaborative, a nonprofit with a mission to inspire, educate, and celebrate chefs and food professionals building a better food system. Change menus, change lives. Learn more at chefscollaborative.org.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. We're a member-supported food radio network broadcasting over 35 weekly shows live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. Join our hosts as they lead you through the world of craft brewing, behind the scenes of the restaurant industry, inside the battle over school food, and beyond. Find us at heritageradionetwork.org.
Welcome to the main course on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. I'm Alexis McLaughlin, here as always with Phil Gilmore.
Yo.
We have Tito Cabrera, who is not on a mic today.
No,
I mean like
Cabrera.
You can talk to you.
You're not on the mic here. Who's the mic?
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
And actually, ironically enough, for our hardcore listeners, as you know, Tito's real name is Mike.
Let the secrets out. This.
How do you spell Tito here?
T-I-M-I-K-E.
Why? So we got a full house, which is why Mr. Tito is without a mic today. We're welcoming Russell Murphy.
Hello.
Hi. If you live in Brooklyn area, you might know him better as Cash 4.
Oh, no.
Are we not supposed to let that slip?
How does that work?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, wow, you have these effects. Wow.
It's a real radio station.
David's got a lot of effects.
Yeah.
Cool. Keeps them coming. Also, Amanda Griffith, like Andy Griffith.
What's up?
But Amanda instead.
Mandy Griffith.
Mandy, we'll take it. In studio. Hey, guys. Welcome to Bushwick. Thanks for coming out on Sunday.
Bushwick, yeah. Tito scooped us up in his teleportation device.
His whip. I thought he was going to come down with something for me.
Yeah, what do you need? I was going to bring something, too, but I don't know the etiquettes.
We're very polite in the radio.
And I couldn't find it. Oh, yeah, we can't swear?
Oh, no, we're not that polite.
Yeah.
So what's going on? How do you and Tito know each other?
I don't know.
It's a long time, I could say. Russell's definitely been a good friend. He was there when I was in a wheelchair. He pushed me around for...
Oh, yeah, we carried you around. Yeah. That was fun.
You guys met at that one party 10 years ago, remember?
Party. And then it was magic.
Remember, you guys got drunk? Remember that one party?
Exactly what you mean. I don't know.
I mean,
people ask me shit like this. I never remember where I meet people.
Yeah.
Do I?
The gallery, right?
I don't remember your day-to-day activities, let alone, like, when I met somebody.
Yeah.
I'm the same. I'm not, like, my memory's completely gone. I hit 26. I just turned 30.
Wow.
So that was a big one.
Oh, dirty 30.
Which, thank you. I feel like with 30, you just get more credibility.
Is that a party?
No, I was in LA. I was in LA.
Okay.
But yeah, enough about me.
Enough about you. Jeez, I'm so bored. Just kidding. How was LA?
It was really good.
What was the name of the restaurant you ate at in Venice?
Galina.
Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was amazing. It came with a lot of recommendations. And then we went there and it was a really great meal. I think the best dish was they had this like braised lamb neck with like snoring wheat berries.
Whoa.
It was like really like bright citrus, and then of course like braised lamb, can't go wrong.
Did you see my girlfriend Nancy?
I did not run into Nancy Silverton. Thought about stopping by, but I figure without you I wouldn't get the open arm invite. Yeah.
So Russell, man, so where are you from originally?
Jeez, my social security number is 16. Yeah, I'm from Buffalo and Syracuse.
Yeah.
Cute.
And here a little bit, I guess.
And how long you been in the city proper?
10, 11 years.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yep. Yeah, I'm a little fried.
Oh yeah? Late
you
night?
Guys are the talkers. We were up all night last night.
Where'd you go?
The radio show. in this crack house, kind of nearby. Actually, it's really close.
Yeah.
I think I left some things over there we were going to grab, but we forgot.
Was it like house party or a club?
It's like an apartment gone
wild.
Garbage bin.
Really?
It's pretty fascinating, I think.
Really?
But it's also disgusting at the same time.
Really? Like squatters, literally?
It's close to that. I don't think it's at that. But it's not squatting.
People paying rent but living like squatters?
It's basically like a teenage wasteland thing, you know, like...
Was it on Seagull?
It's on Flushing, right here.
On Flushing, really?
Yeah.
There's a few of those floating around.
Yeah, no, one of those on Stockholm.
Yeah.
Near Star, near your other restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm. Hmm. A lot of, yeah.
It's 10 years of crust, and the kitchen doesn't really function. There's
Thank
no
God.
Hot water. The toilet almost flushes. There's not a floor anymore. The fridge doesn't work.
Teenage
The
wasteland.
Ceiling's falling in. The rent is still affordable, I guess, for New York.
Yeah. This is where you live?
No. What's Everyone saying? Thinks I live in there, which is... I have lived in there in the past.
Really?
But it's like... Yeah, the guys that live there kind of live there. They, like, have girlfriends and... have like a real life somewhere else, but then damn, what are those?
Yeah. You want a coffee?
Sure. I
here.
Yeah. Oh, I don't need the whole thing.
Whatever, we can share.
Alright, sure.
We're commune here.
Sexy.
Like the crusty punks.
Well, it's nothing like the South crusty punks, but you know. These guys are they're not even like punk. They're like just guys
just
that are
crusty.
Just crusty.
They're painters that are just they don't give a fuck about functioning like regular people, which I'm for that. You know?
Yeah. Real modern day Basquiats.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like he might have even been a little more functioning.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, definitely.
I hope your friends don't hear this.
Yeah, I don't think they will. Hopefully not. But I love those guys anyway. They know we got to talk shit, you know?
Yeah. So how'd you get into the graffiti world, sir?
The graffiti world?
Yeah, man.
Like everybody else, I mean, you know, skateboarding, punk rock, all the standard American fuck everybody.
How old are you, may I ask?
I'm 31 now.
31. So like when you were you into like skateboarding graffiti when you were like 15?
Yeah, I think I started writing probably like before 7th grade, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know? But not like that's I mean, you know, just like consistently doing stupid kid shit, I guess.
And then it became a lifestyle.
I guess, yeah. It's kind of sad.
Buffalo seems like a tough city to skate in just because its weather is so shitty half the year. And then when it's cold, when you fall, it hurts so much more.
Yeah. I feel like I didn't skate so much in Buffalo when I was there, but...
Yeah, I never understood, like, growing up in the South, how people, like, skated.
Yeah.
In, like, you know, any place where they had a real winter.
Yeah.
It's like it just like kills it for half a year. I guess well, you have indoor shit.
But that's also what snowboarding's for, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you live close enough to a mountain.
Yeah.
So how do you think their date's going? Are they having a good time, you think?
I think he's getting ready to break up with her.
Really?
Yeah, he's being super sweet.
Think they're professionals?
I think she's super not into him.
Really? I think their relationship's been over for a long time.
He looks like Andrew Wrigley.
But no one wants to talk about it.
Anybody knew who
I'm glad we're talking about it.
Anyone know who Andrew Wrigley is?
No.
The other guy from Wham? He's kind of got an Andrew Wrigley thing going on. Ooh. She's sitting there dreaming of George Michael.
Well, you can tell the sex is really good, I'm pretty sure.
You gotta love the date spot, or the date table.
When they're cheating on each other, you mean?
Mm-hmm. The best kind of sex.
So what's up with you, Amanda? Mineola?
Mineola.
How is that?
It's beautiful.
Yeah?
It means land of many lakes in Dakota Indian.
Oh, wow.
It's a gorgeous little town, and I think it's kind of like a safe haven away from all, like, the suburban, like, you know, it's like Orlando, and then there's, like, suburban areas around Orlando. To, like,
is it near a beach or no?
No, it's the complete middle of Florida. Yeah, it's, like, the smack dab middle of Florida.
Do you know where, like, Lakeland is in Plant City?
Yeah.
I have family in Plant City.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think the only thing worth anything out there is just nature. And
The Ocala? Are you near Ocala?
Yeah, kind of Ocala. Monkeys are in Ocala. Yeah.
Yeah, I love Ocala.
Monkey.
It's like a national
forest. Did you spend time out in Ocala?
I went to a couple, like, rainbow family gatherings, you know?
Okay.
You know about those?
Drugs, yeah. People.
Yep. 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 Cool. Exactly what the name Rainbow Family Gathering. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So when is Florida set to go under?
I think
it's scheduled for soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's scheduled real soon.
And it's all limestone, right? So it's just going to dissolve.
I actually want to bet about this. That nobody ever believes me, but I saw it on the Discovery Channel. There's a series of three islands off the coast of Africa, and one of them has an active volcano in it. And so what's going to happen eventually, could happen tomorrow, could happen in 1,000 years, but the middle volcano island is going to erupt, and the whole island is made of lava rock, and the entire half of the island is going to slip off and then go into a trench, and it's going to create a tsunami. That this is where I've won the bet. It's going to be a tsunami that's 700 feet tall that goes almost the speed of sound. So when this island falls into the ocean, a wave that's 700 feet tall going the speed of sound will destroy the whole east coast of the United States. I've actually won bets on this.
That's really pleasant to think
about. Wasn't that
about
a movie with Morgan
Freeman? Oh, my God, Freeman? A man's eyes.
Like, no, but it's like you can't do anything. It's just like if, like, even in New York.
President Morgan
happen.
Freeman can fix that.
Yeah, right. There's nothing you can do. Like, if you're in New York, you're, like, you know.
You're dead.
Yeah, so. Yeah,
well, there's rich people have helicopters.
Yeah.
Some people have boats. I know people with boats.
Oh, so boats, I'm you're good. Fucked. I'm you can't good. Get
Where
far enough away in a boat.
Yeah, you can.
Where?
I don't know.
You can ride the wave, man.
In 6 hours, where you can go?
6 hours, you could get to Montreal almost.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're going Upland. That's smart.
Oh, wow.
Hudson River, dogs.
What? Yeah, man. Hudson River. That's not a bad idea. I've actually looked at, you know, Long Island, where there's the area, Jersey City, where there's, like, those really tall cliffs that are right on the island. I'm like, if I could make it over there, maybe that's just nope. high enough, you know? No?
I'm going to call Mario Batali and get a ride in his helicopter. Yeah.
Does he have a helicopter?
Probably not, but probably he not. Does... He always goes, like, he gets to places in helicopters. Like, you know, when he does, like, his Instagram, he's always in, like, those Connecticut casinos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would he call it a helicrocter?
Boo.
Boo. Bad, David.
Yeah, no. I was waiting for that. So you guys had this guy, Aislinn, here. You know him?
No. That's probably
that was wild. Not ours.
That's probably friends of Aaron, probably, right?
If he was in here right now, he's got a lot of topics.
For sure. Yeah. To which tiger is it? Which tag is it?
The bottom one.
Oh yeah.
What the fuck?
I got him. I think a mosquito followed you from your crusty punk party.
Yeah, I think so too. They're just like swarming around.
Like
me.
You know, like Pigpen from Peanuts when he's walking around.
Yeah, I've been actually called this guy. Exactly.
No. You're serious. You're a clean, handsome human being. I love you.
You want to play your harmonica, buddy?
I'm not really. I just play this one.
Yeah. Speak about. Do you just bring that everywhere with you?
It's just to annoy people, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you seem like you can do a solid job of that.
It's pretty good.
Trolling the world with your harmonica. It adds to the hobo freight train kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm. Actually, my friend... Oh, fuck. We should have brought him in here. My friend's in town. He is like... Here, Phil.
Oh, thanks.
He's like a crazy train hopper. And his stories are just incredible.
Where's he from, or where's he usually
stay? He's from Memphis. He's this guy, Mind Detergent. He's like all nation, man. This guy knows how to ride trains illegally or whatever you call this, train hopping, which I've done a couple times. It's all right. It's sick. It's actually like better than most drugs, yeah. I think.
Do you ride on top?
Well, there's all kinds of different cars, obviously, and you can ride all, I mean... My first ride was in an open box car, so like classic hobo shit. You know?
Really?
Like,
was there anyone else in it?
No, it was nothing. There was like cardboard, so it's, you know, it's like pretty cold.
Yeah.
I think nowadays you get worse seats because there's like a lot of grainers and stuff where they don't have good seating. It's often like, you know, like that corrugated metal in the back, or like a little like 2x3.
I'm surprised some of these guys ride like, they'll ride like nothing, like a bottomless thing, and they're just like holding themselves for like hours on end, like about to die. People are
extreme Pilates.
It's serious. Yeah, like holding on for dear life, and then it starts to rain or something. And I mean, it's a desperate kind of run to do these things.
Anybody here read On the Road?
Yeah,
not Neil Cassidy. All those stories about him. Neil Cassidy, like, I'd say, grew up from the time he was like two. He was a hobo. His mom died, and his dad took him on the road jumping trains.
fun.
So. Yeah, it is so fun.
Again, one of those things now? That I can only imagine being successful in the South.
You're sending love poems now for Valentine's Day?
Love poems? Yeah, I guess I write things that are horrible. I shouldn't, but I do. So I kind of put them together to make money because I'm really poor and have a lot of legal problems.
Because of your hobbies,
but I guess
depression?
They kinda, they sell. Yeah, my hobby is depression. I'm addicted to it, actually.
You know? No, I said profession, but yeah.
Oh,
roses that are, one too.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Oh yeah, I was having a good day until I remembered that Trump is our president.
You're so artistic.
He's doing a great job, I think.
He had a show for election night. It was pretty good.
What's that?
He had a show for election night.
Oh, did he? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was a good night.
Yeah, that was.
It was a good night, but it was also, like, not a good night, you know? Like, I just went home and just went to sleep.
Nice.
Yeah, I should have not. Yeah, I shouldn't even talk about that, I guess.
Let's take a quick break, and then we'll be back.
All right.
David is getting the music ready. I wonder we're going to be queued up to play today.
This program is brought to you by Chefs Collaborative, a national nonprofit network with a mission to inspire, educate, and celebrate chefs and food professionals building a better food system. Chefs Collaborative members work to make sustainable practices second nature for every chef in the United States. Chefs Collaborative was founded in 1993 by visionary chefs including Rick Bayless and Alice Waters, who acknowledge the influential role of food professionals on our food choices, our collective personal health, the vitality of cultures, and the integrity of the global environment. Chefs Collaborative believes that the greater culinary community can be a catalyst for positive change by expanding the market for good food and helping to preserve local farming and fishing communities. Change menus, change lives. Learn more about Chefs Collaborative at chefscollaborative.org. Hi, welcome back to the main course. Phil, you don't have to stop talking.
Shh. Secrets.
Oh, you don't want to talk about that?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
All right, fair enough. Well, yeah. We'll talk about it afterwards.
Yeah, as soon as the mics go off.
Okay, yes. Fair enough. We are back. We're talking with, I just almost called you Arthur Russell.
That's oh, I love his music. It. He's so good, right?
Yeah, Arthur Murphy.
So this is a tradition we've been doing for 2 years. At exactly 12:32, we have a section called Hot Topics. Ooh. And you said you had a topic.
I do have a topic.
I'm just kidding. We just made that up. But Hot Topic.
I love that store.
Copyrighted.
I love that place.
Well, that's where we got the inspiration. Phil's favorite spot to shop. Yeah. That and Spencer's Gifts. Yeah,
I've never had a girlfriend that I didn't meet at Hot Topic.
Well, that's a good track record. Just, how are those relationships working out?
They're
for
all
you?
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
each and every one
thriving
of them.
In many cities around the world, many malls, many women.
So we were at this dinner here. We were walking down the street last night or two nights ago, and I'm with these three ladies and my friend Nick McManus. You know the Polaroid guy,
right? Yeah.
And so these ladies, they need a cocktail stat, right?
Yeah.
So we have to do whatever they say, obviously, yeah, and go into the first worst place that we see.
Yeah.
And we go in there, and we're sitting there, and I'm kind of tripping on all kinds of whatever. And so these three ladies are finally satisfied, and I don't know how the topic comes up. What were they talking about? They were talking about, like, boys and shit, you know? So I bring it. What did I say to bring this up? Right. The topic became about women. Well, because I was like, can I even say this? Because it's so insulting to a lot of people. It's like, I was like, women love to be ejaculated on, right? How many women here love this? And they're all like looking at each other. They're like, you go first.
It is a hot topic.
But then they're all like, of course I love this, you know? And then wow. So the topic keeps going. And they're talking about like little boys and whatever. You have a great story for this.
Do I? I don't.
Oh, wow. Thrown Sherry. Under wow. the bus.
I don't know. I just wanted to bring that up because it needs to be talked about. I think it's really important. I'm very, you know, the rhythm method is a very important method that yeah. people need to be aware of.
Yeah.
We need to raise awareness.
For the rhythm method.
Yes, I think so.
That's still not the most effective way.
You don't think so?
No, I'm pretty positive it's not. Which and as far is? As getting ejaculated on, I mean, that's like,
I know,
as yeah. long as you're into it. But yeah, I don't want to make a blanket statement that all women are into it. I
didn't either. Like, I mean, it was just the three ladies are all...
Statistics.
Yeah, we're all into
of
it.
Of your group experience in the moment.
Yeah, yeah, I guess I keep, you know, wild bunch, you know, but...
And then the bartender had a good sense of humor and he started spraying whipped cream on everybody. Yay!
The guys
yeah.
and girls
Yeah, I'm sorry if that's offensive.
Oh, I don't know if it's
offensive. Like my mother would probably not be into that. You know?
Really?
Or
is she?
I don't think she would be into talking about it, but according to you, statistically, she actually is. Statistically, your mother is.
I should have been a blowjob, but I don't even think my mom's capable of that either.
Well, I think you're selling your mom's.
No, wait a second. Being capable, being capable of it is just like laying there. Everybody's capable of that.
Yeah, it just kind of happens.
Dead people, pillows, animals, cars.
Well, so how much bad sex is going to be had on Valentine's Day? You know,
all of it.
Well, judging from this couple, at least
people get nervous and drink too much. Ugh.
Oh, he's doing it. He's eating a slice with a fork.
Oh, bad etiquette.
No.
Bad etiquette. Probably not. If, I mean, if we, at some point, they
What is he doing?
Oh, Auntie, asshole.
Not eating his crust.
Now, Tito, in my defense, I was eating an Involto the other day. Tito, yeah. You know the Involtos? You know
Thank
the Involtos
you.
That, like, pizza envelopes? It was really hot, so I was cutting it to cool it down. Tito gave me shit about using a fork and knife with my Involto.
Well, that's because you were in a fancy restaurant. But look, she's eating over her head. She knows what's up.
Oh, they hear you.
Oh, no.
I don't think...
My guy's, like, looking straight at me. I can't even look him in the eye.
Yeah, they know.
She's cracking up. Now they know what happened.
Now they know, yeah. Just don't look at them.
Likes being ejaculated on my guy.
Phil.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure.
Phil, did you always fold your pizza?
Of course, 100%.
Did you grow up like being taught that was the way?
No. That's, well... I spent a summer in Brooklyn when I was 15. So before that, I basically had only had like Pizza Hut and Domino's pizza, you know.
Yeah.
You know, being in New York for the summer when I was like maybe he's like 16, but you know I was in Brooklyn, so everybody folded the slice. So after that, I was a lifer.
Folding for life. I'll stick with you. Like if a slice is hot, like go for it. You can.
Now I will say there is one practice that really annoys real New Yorkers and a lot of people, but I'm down with it. Nope. The once in a while I'll pat my pizza with
the sorority
napkin, with a napkin just because I don't want to like drip the grease on me.
Sometimes you know? Just do that.
Yeah,
go
when
home
it's too greasy,
it's disgusting.
Technically, it shouldn't be that greasy. So if it was made properly, never at Joe's. Joe's is never greasy.
So let's talk pizza then. We could do this forever.
Joe's is always so greasy.
One of my favorite places recently is. Well, unfortunately, I'm in Park Slope a lot. Sorry. Yeah. I hate it there. But there's this spot on 7th and 1st. Pino's. You know this spot?
Nope.
Spot is fresh.
Really?
Death.
Nice.
Anyway, fuck with that place. The upside down shit. Whatever they do. You know what I'm talking
Grandma
about?
Grandma Slice?
Yeah.
I love the Grandma Slice.
And then Union and 4th Ave is fucking incredible. Yeah. You know this spot?
I know the
What's
Union
and 4th Ave?
I don't know
What's
what it's
there?
Called.
I know what you're talking
That's
about.
That's right by where I work.
Yeah, you got to go there. It's you know Dinosaur Barbecue, obviously, yeah. And then there's that corner where the trains are.
Yeah.
Those train people take that thing. And then there's a little shop right on the, what would that be? That'd be like the southeast corner.
The only reason I know that is because I, you know, because I went to Dinosaur Barbecue and I couldn't get in.
Take the kid busy. Out of Q's.
Yeah, Dinosaur Barbecue sucks nowadays anyways. Yeah, it does. Shit.
The original one way back when was good up in Harlem, but after that.
The original
that,
one was from Syracuse.
Well, yeah, the original one was from Syracuse. Right. I've been, and so like, I even witnessed before they were corporatized or whatever, which it was... They have like a weird staff, and it's all like ex-cons and like ex-strippers. They're kind of awesome fuckers.
I think Phil and I have had this conversation probably many times over, but like barbecue can only be so good. Like it has like it's almost like inherently great because it's like these really delicious cuts, like long braised, you know, fatty, delicious. But like it's not like you can like it's like you can really make it like you know echelons. Better than
we're in the north, so we can't even have this conversation, and I can't even talk about it because I don't know enough. But if we were in Louisiana right now, holy fuck, there's just like nothing. Well,
I don't know. There's sometimes that I've had it that it's been religious experiences. Like it's been so fucking good and so far beyond anything I've ever had that it sets the bar above everyone else.
Yeah, it's like a orgy,
but it's like
almost.
But there's only like there's a dichotomy. There's like there's that religious experience and then everything else. And it's just like there's not like these like you know. Gradients of great barbecues.
Yeah, like I've never had mind blowing barbecue in New York City.
There's so much market gaps here for food. Why isn't there a wet burrito spot in New York? I'm still.
Why isn't there Cuban food in New York?
Oh, yeah.
There's some.
I know that. I know that answer.
Go for it.
Well, there is in New Jersey.
Yes,
but this is my. I've never even researched this, but I know this for a fact. Is you know, there's like about a million Puerto Ricans and a million Dominicans here, but you know, there's no Dominicans or Puerto Ricans in Florida. I mean, of course there are some, but there's like a million Haitians and a million Cubans. So the funny thing is Haiti and Dominican Republic are on the same island, but then all the Haitians live in Florida and all the Dominicans live here. And same thing with Puerto Rico and Cuba. All the Puerto Ricans are here, all the Cubans are in Florida.
Hmm.
Yeah, there's like no Dominican or Puerto Rican restaurants in Florida.
He just
like
blew David's
zero.
Mind. Yeah, really? He's like on the ground in the engineering booth.
By the way, there's fucking dope fucking Cuban restaurants in Jersey City.
In Jersey?
Oh my God, they're so good.
Why is there, there's like
a little Cuba there.
Yeah, I had a Cuban cab driver when I can't remember if I was in Chicago or Seattle or wherever, but he was talking about like having family out in Jersey.
Yeah.
And that being the spot.
Yeah, maybe it's like, I don't know. Italians and Cubans don't get along, maybe. I don't know.
So what are the best pizza places nearby besides this one?
Joe's Pizza. Tito converted me.
Joe's Pizza on Bedford, the new one? That's the West Village one?
Yeah, that's my
favorite. That is good. I do fuck with that.
L&B Spumoni Gardens.
Spumoni Gardens. Jesus Christ, this is not the neighborhood.
I know. No, I'm just saying in the world.
You been to Houdini's?
Which one?
Houdini's?
No.
Houdini's good.
Well, there's a new artichoke in the neighborhood, if anyone wants
some of that. I don't want to shake
I've never been to artichoke. I can't actually
How about
say
this? I hope everybody is happy, and so I don't want to shit on anybody's dream, so I won't talk about artichoke pizza.
Okay.
I don't either, right?
So
I fuck with Pauly G's a lot. I'm right next to... I'm at Tender Trap like all the time. I practically work there.
Yeah.
But you go in there, and they won't do it to go. I got a couple friends that you can kind of bring it out.
Yeah.
But I realize why they don't do it to go.
Uh-huh.
Because it's like I had it to go and took it like wherever. Yeah. And like, oh my God, I just realized there's fucking Patricia's in my car right now. You know the spot on Broadway?
Yeah.
Anyway, fucking... Anyway, I got Pauly G's pizza and his shit is incredible. You know, this 5-second pizza stuff. And I had it in the car later and I took a bite.
What was
it? Pauly G's, you know this spot?
Oh, yeah, but what's the pizza?
I don't know. Well, whatever one it was.
Soprasada
or whatever you say this word.
Yeah.
But how do you say this?
Perfect. That's
it. Soprasada.
Yeah, the shit is just not as good when it's not fresh. So it's like, it almost is like worse than regular. Not worse, I couldn't say, but it's almost like, it just doesn't even compare to like regular ass dollar slice.
Yeah.
So that's why he doesn't want to give it to go. So now I'm totally
It steams in the box.
That's the quality control if you want. Like, because you could like totally sour someone on your shit if you let them like fuck it up.
Have you had Archie's?
Archie's?
Archie's pizza. It's about 8 blocks this way. It's my boy Dimitri. It is. It's some of my favorite pizzas, but the cool thing about it is there's no other pizza like it. It's basically he grew up in Connecticut, so it's like this Connecticut Greek style pizza. So it's almost like pan pizza, but it's as good as the pizza is fresh. It's the best cold pizza in the world.
Archie's, what intersection are we talking?
It's on like Troutman and Evergreen, or it's Troutman and Central.
Really, right here.
Yeah, and it's fucking, it's just, the pizza's great, but then the cold pizza, it's the best cold pizza in the world.
Wow.
Like the opposite of Roberta's apologies.
I still think the best I've had in New York City, Staten Island, this place called El Denunzio's, is it?
I've never been there.
That's the best, cheapest pizza in New York City.
I've just read about it, yeah.
The other best is Sunnyside. You know this spot on Queens Boulevard? Dude, this pizza is incredible. It's like crack.
You guys know the debate on Detroit pizza?
Detroit doesn't have pizza, does they?
They claim that they have a style.
Hell no.
People are trying to make it a thing. It's like focaccia, like fried dough. Like it's like pan baked, and like they let the grease from the cheese like kind of fry the dough, and it ends up like a crispy focaccia. I mean, it's good, but like to try and make up its own like style.
Detroit, that's so funny.
I think it's marketing.
Detroit is blowing up right now. It's just some gentrification situations going on. Yeah. It's like it's fast tracking. So like 3 years, they just cleaned the entire city, and like now it shit is expensive. Like,
yeah, well, is it
expensive?
Well,
compared
in
to
these stupid areas that people want to actually be, because you know the scale of this place.
You literally could buy a 5-story building for like $100,000 5 years ago.
Oh, I heard you could buy like a home for $10,000 2 years ago.
Still, maybe that. I mean, the neighborhoods are vast, you know, but like these like little pocket areas.
I mean, it needs
are,
something. Yeah, I mean, the city was, and the people in it were just dying. There was nothing there.
Oh, yeah? You fuck with Detroit?
Been once.
Huh?
But, I mean, like, you need, like, it was really had nothing left for the people that were living there.
Well, the economy is in shambles and has been, but, you know, as far as I see, when I go to Detroit, it's pretty culturally, it's fascinating. It's way more, most cities don't have what Detroit has. Is they got a lot of pride, people, like, are gritty as
people
fuck.
People that are
music
from Detroit
is
will
incredible.
Not. You cannot shame Detroit. People will fucking fight you.
I love the Detroit situation, and it's kind of in shambles right now because it's been whitewashed as far as graffiti goes, which is the symbol for freedom. If we want to talk about it, but yeah, I don't know. I love that town, and I need to spend more time there. But you know, I don't know what I'm fucking lost. Detroit's awesome. And maybe not as much as it was.
Or maybe it's gone the up and up.
Is that the cycle, though?
Yeah, like everything. 10 years from now, people, they'll be like old 60-year-old guys getting drunk in the Bowery again, pissing in the streets, you know.
I wish.
Detroit will be like, you know, Williamsburg is now, and will be hollering for the good old days. When you could actually have some, like, artistic freedom, and it was a creative, like, community.
Have you been to Miami at all?
Yeah.
Everybody was like, I went to Miami a couple times the last couple of years. Everybody's like, Wynwood. I'm sorry, man. I know Wynwood. I don't want to shit on anybody's dreams again, but Wynwood is, I don't know.
Shit.
It's like such a,
sucks.
Like taking a page out of our book here. Sorry.
For New York, you mean?
New York, yeah. Trying to make, ooh, it's like Brooklyn.
Wynwood?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like this cool section. They have graffiti everywhere and cool boutiques and shops. I don't know.
Well, now all of a sudden it is. It was just like a warehouse, lot of abandoned shit.
Just like this was 17 years ago, you know?
Yeah.
But that's the cycle of it.
Capitalism.
You know, a thing becomes cool, it becomes underground cool.
Well, these dangerous neighborhoods need to be. Dangerous neighborhoods need to be accessed by somebody, and artists are willing to put up with anything.
Yeah.
So.
That's how
poor are poor and have no other options.
Did we do two Basels together or just one?
What about?
We went to Basel twice. So.
We've been a bunch. I don't know. Too many times, right? It's fucking waste. I decide I'm never going again. I don't care at all about Florida. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Oh, you know they're doing Art Basel in 2025 in Detroit.
Really? Yo, dude, you're not even wrong. They're going to do a fucking art fair there soon enough.
Yeah.
They got to launder this money somehow, man. Yeah. They just make up art. I just scribble this shit and, $5,000 in my bank account now, you know? That's the whole point of these art fairs is laundering.
That's, I was talking about that with a friend of mine who's an art handler. Oh, hey, David. Who's an art handler and just saying, like, it's just a fancy way to launder money.
Yeah, it's perfect. Yo, this circuit is serious, and I know a lot of these guys that work on it. They do them now in stupid towns like Seattle. Like, who the fuck even wants to be there? It's horrible. Yeah.
Good fish.
There's nothing good about Seattle.
I was just in Seattle. I was only there for a day, so, like, I didn't get to see anything.
It was incredibly clean,
the entire time I was there, it was just mind-blowing. Every time you walk outside, you're just like,
the mountains are beautiful.
The only thing good about Seattle blew his brains out 20 years ago.
Courtney did that.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, yo, I heard those original recordings. They're so good, too. That guy is fucking...
He was sick.
He was really good.
Well, thanks for coming by, man. We're wrapping it up. Anything else you want to plug? You got some Instagram?
I have a zine, I guess. I'm just gonna raise the price because I don't have that many of them.
Yeah.
So that's gonna come out
collector's
this
item
week, maybe.
Signed. It's numbered.
Yeah.
Where do you find them?
This guy Ray Mock has a graffiti publication situation. Whatever he does, I don't know. You know, people don't even need stores or something. You know, internet.
Yeah.
I have that zine coming out, that love poem.
What's
zine,
the name?
Which is really just horrible, chauvinist, sadistic.
What is
writings.
It? What is it called? The zine?
I haven't really given it any love notes, I guess, so far. Nice. I haven't really. That's coming out. I got a show on St. Patty's Day at my friend DB's spot on Bushwick and Flushing, right by here.
So nice.
That's the St. Patty's Day show.
Nice.
I haven't really decided what I'm going to do yet, so we're going to get drunk, I assume.
Yeah.
What else?
What's your Instagram? What's your Instagram?
My Instagram is crash floor, like sleep on the floor.
Yeah.
Other plugs? I don't know. You got any plugs, Amanda? You got any words, Amanda?
Shout out to Mineola.
Yeah, shout out to Mineola. Yeah.
Right. Did you hear that there's going to be the Art Basel in Mineola in 2031?
I did hear about
that. It's a hot out.
It's going to be your underwater event.
Yeah. It's going to be a submarine expo.
Russell Murphy, thank you so much for coming out on a Sunday.
Thanks for having me.
Mandy Griffith. Mandy Griffith from Mineola.
Woo! All right. We'll catch you guys next
week.
Yeah,
have a good day.
Cool.
Listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening. You are the